Thank you and good afternoon. Someone said popularity is a form of success that's seldom worth the things we have to do in order to attain it. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you again today. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. Let's get back to our study, and we were talking about the simplicity that is in Christ. Our Lord designed the way of salvation so it could be understood and could be obeyed. Who would think that the Lord wants all men to be saved and at the same time complicated the matter of salvation to the point that nobody knows what they have to do in order to be saved? It's a legitimate question, in spite of what many preachers are preaching today, to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? The reason I know it to be legitimate is because that's what people ask in the Bible. I can read in the Bible of people saying, men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2, verse 37. I can read in Acts 16 and verse 30, some who ask the question, what must I do to be saved? And so the question is a legitimate question. It is one that we need to ask and we need to answer. Now, the answer to it is not an answer that we can just come up with on our own, but rather we must have a biblical answer and help people to understand the simplicity which is in Christ. We noted yesterday in Acts 2 that people wanted to know what to do to be saved. They asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? And the simplicity of the answer is very impressive. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. So repenting and being baptized is required for receiving remission of sins. That's the way people obtain salvation, as you read about it in the New Testament. Let's look at another example. On one occasion, there was a man riding along in a chariot. He'd been to Jerusalem to worship. And now he's reading from his Bible, and a man joins himself to the chariot and asks him, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I, except some man guide me? Well, the answer is given, as instruction is given, the idea of being obedient to the gospel and doing what God wants us to do. We appreciate the opportunity of thinking about what this man was told to do, and as he was studying from the Bible, he was given instruction. The instruction was something like this. There must be a baptism into Christ for the remission of sins. Well, someone may say, preacher, how do you know that to be the case? Well, here's the reason. The man said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Well, what hinders me to be baptized? Well, if you believe, you may, the man was told. Well, the man said he believed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God, and he commanded the chariot to stand still. And look at what verse 38 says. And they went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Philip was baptized, or baptized rather, the eunuch, in obedience to the Lord's instruction. That's not hard to understand. A person who wanted salvation was told, be baptized, and he was baptized in order to have his sins forgiven. That fits the pattern of what we had in the second chapter of the book of Acts. The people there were told they must repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Now here's a man who obviously has repented, but here is a man who needed to be baptized, and so he was baptized for the remission of his past sins. Go again to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Go to about verse 5. The record says Philip had been preaching in Samaria, and Verse 13, there was a man named Simon who believed the things concerning the kingdom of God and was baptized. Here's a man who did what he was instructed to do. Of course, later he sinned and went away from the will of God, but he knew that he must be baptized to receive remission of past sins. Friends, when somebody tells you you believe into Christ, and that's all there is to it, that Christ does it for you, and there's nothing that you need to do, is not dealing fairly with you. The simplicity of the New Testament church is that every person who obtains remission of past sins does exactly the same thing. They repent and are baptized for the remission of all of their past sins. I find this same thing being carried out in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. You remember there was a jailer, and the jailer asked the question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" You remember he'd seen the earthquake, and he was impressed with the fact that he needed to do something in order to obtain salvation. Well, he was told the will of God, and the record says that he was baptized, he and all of his, straightway. It's too easily understood for me to go astray and to teach people any plan other than the one the Lord has given. The church of our Lord is simple. Let the doctrines of men fall by the wayside. Don't let them confuse you and take you away from God. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. Remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.